Welcome back, comedy fans. It's an all-new Comedy at the Carlson cast. Get more information and subscribe at carlsoncast.com. Today, we're joined by Shane Gillis. Can you believe it? Our show today is, of course, brought to you by Three Heads Brewing, the makers of Rochester's favorite beer. Remember, do good things, drink responsibly, and always be kind. Now here's your host. He's a complicated man, and no one understands him but corn dogs. It's Vinny Paulino.
Here we go again. Welcome to another episode of the Comedy the Girls Cast. My name is Vinny Paulino. I have the privilege of being your host. This morning we have an incredible comedian. This guy is making a name for himself all over the country. Some people love his name. Some people don't like it. A bit of a controversial guy. Excited to talk to him today. Shane Gillis is here. Also joining me in the studio, unfortunately, it's Brian Ball.
Hey!
Brian Ball!
That was me clapping for you, Brian.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nicest thing I've ever said about you. And joining me on the couch, it's Ross Johnson. Good morning, Ross.
I tried to build up some excitement for Brian, but it wasn't working.
No clapping.
No, nothing for me.
That's all right.
Zero for me.
So I got to tell you guys, this is a first for us at the Carlson cast. I don't know if Brian has even thought about this. This is the first guest we've had on the show who is 3 weeks off of just being interviewed by Joe Rogan.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he just did a whole 3.5 hours of the Joe Rogan Experience. I wasn't going to ask him about MDMT. I wasn't going to ask him about, you know, anything really involving, like, tripping. I don't have any questions about acid or MMA.
Well, you're a different kind of host, you know.
Yeah.
So you've got different kind of questions.
So hopefully we'll have some different questions and some things to talk about. But like I said, Shane's a bit of a controversial guy. He's had quite a run, and I got to say – the reviews from last night's show are off the charts. I had a lot of people that I know went, and they loved it. So there's four more this weekend. You get your tickets right now. Visit carlsoncomedy.com. Now we're going to take a little bit of a break because Mark Ippolito is in the back sneezing, and that means it's Shane Gillis.
We have to make sure that Mark's alive.
It sounds like there's going to be blood on the walls. That's how loud and violent of a sneeze that was. So we're going to make sure Shane isn't covered in blood before he comes in. And we're going to have Brian tell us about our upcoming shows here at the Carlson this weekend, and we'll be right back with Shane. So stay tuned, everybody.
Hey, everybody. We've got lots of really cool shows coming up for you here at Comedy at the Carlson. Check out our schedule at carlsoncomedy.com. This very weekend, Shane Gillis is here. Still a few tickets left for that one. And One Night Only from the Dry Bar Comedy Tour, Jeff Allen is here on August 9th. With Jimmy Walker returning on August 12th and 14th. And Steve-O is going to be here August 20th and 21st. A lot of calls about that one. Make sure you get your tickets fast. We have Dave Smith, August 26th through the 28th. And hometown boy, Jamie Lissau, is back September 2nd through the 4th. And the Uncle Louie Variety Show stops in September 9th through the 11th. With Orlando Jones coming September 24th through the 26th. And Vic DiVitetto September 30th through October 2nd. The hilarious Harlan Williams will be here October 8th and 9th. And one of my personal favorites, Mark Norman, October 14th through the 16th. And very special shows with Jeff Garland October 22nd through the 23rd. And Pete Carelli, October 28th through the 30th. And one of our favorites, Robert Kelly, November 19th and 20th. One Night Only, November 24th, Dr. Dirty John Valby. And a good friend of the show, Earl David Reed, will be here November 26th and 27th. With Mike Young, December 2nd through the 4th. And Michael Rappaport will be here December 9th through the 11th. Please check out carlsoncomedy.com if you want tickets or call 5854-COMEDY, and we will see you at the show.
Hey, everybody. Joining us live in studio is our headliner this weekend. He's available. He's here for four more shows. If you want to ask questions, you know the text number. Here he is, Shane Gillis, everybody. Good morning. Brian, clap harder. That's pitiful clapping.
Zit.
Now, listen, I feel like I've only met you 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You've been up for approximately 33 minutes.
Yeah.
And I feel like you have something you want to get off your chest about that.
Why are you guys doing podcasts at 8 a.m.?
It's the funniest time of the day?
No, it's not. It's nothing. I'm a little hungover.
Okay, okay.
Woke up. Within 5 minutes, I was on the local news doing a Zoom with a lady about Rochester.
It was like a pop quiz almost. I saw it.
Yeah, she was like, well, you like the sandwiches we eat here? What's the food?
The garbage plate.
The garbage plate? Yeah. What, you like the plate of... Are we allowed to curse on this?
Please.
Podcast?
The more the better.
All right. But, yeah, 8 a.m.
And then here we are.
Now here we are.
And now, unfortunately, you have to look at Brian and I.
Yeah, well, you guys... Well, don't be so hard on yourselves.
Well...
You guys are having fun.
It's 8 a.m. We're having as much fun as you are.
Do you guys like 8 a.m.?
No.
No.
Not even a little bit.
Why don't you do something about it?
Well, because the guy who books this, who's in charge of it, is like a two-time New York State Taekwondo champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Mark does Taekwondo?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Take a swing at him and find out.
Why would I fucking swing at Mark?
Yeah, we just do whatever Mark says. I go, Mark.
Yeah.
Earlier in the week, I go, Mark, what time can we get Shane Friday morning? He goes, same time I gave you Preacher Lawson. I went, are you sure? So he got Preacher up super early last week, too. I won't do it to you again. I'll never do this to you again.
It's fine.
I got to tell you.
It's fine. I don't mind waking up. Well, I do mind it, but like it feels like at least I did something today. I'm going to just go back to sleep until the show.
I don't blame you. I wish I could go back to sleep until your show, too, because I'm coming tonight.
Oh, nice.
Shoeless Joe over there, see that ragamuffin, scruffy-looking kid?
Yeah.
He and I were having a conversation at about 7 this morning about your shirt.
This?
That shirt.
Oh,
now, this is the first time that I've had a guest on the show who literally is 3 weeks out from doing Joe Rogan's show.
Yeah.
So, like, there's not a lot of questions and not a lot of ground I could tread with you on a lot of things. But I was made aware that shirt is sold out on Walmart.com because of you.
Yeah.
Wearing it on Rogan.
You know what's funny? I was afraid of wearing this because I don't want it to look like I'm trying to get like a trademark.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty corny.
I just don't have...
I have like 4 shirts. This is one of them. I'm not going to throw it out, you know?
Well, you know, I'm gonna keep wearing it. A lot of people can sell out clubs. Not many people can sell out Walmart.
Walmart, it's
pretty cool.
Yeah, I gotta get. It's nice. You guys like dry fit polos?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah,
I'm a big fan of dry fit. Yeah. I'm a big guy. The only problem is the dry fit sometimes a little too clingy.
Oh yeah,
a little too clingy. Yeah.
That's what's nice about the drip. Very loose.
It's looking good. It's looking good.
Yeah.
So. That's pretty fun. When you do Rogan, how big do you see the immediate Rogan bump, so to speak?
Yeah, kind of. For sure. Yeah. For sure. I don't know. Like,
I mean, who benefited more, you or Walmart?
Walmart.
Okay.
Walmart. So, yeah, you see the ticket sales for this.
Speaking of, you get your tickets right now at carlsoncomedy.com. Come see Shane. He'll be awake.
What do you guys like? What are you guys into? Like superheroes and wrestling and stuff like that?
Hell yeah.
Love it all. the important things in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Absolutely.
Nice. You guys are comedians in Rochester, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How long have you guys been doing it?
I've been doing comedy for, let's see, 2000. I would say 2009 is when I really started.
Yeah. When I started.
About the same. Yeah.
Now, you started in Harrisburg, right?
Yeah.
You were just commenting. You knew Earl David Reed kind of coming.
Yeah. That was actually the first show I ever did.
Really?
I opened for Earl David Reed, and I bombed terribly out in Pittsburgh. And
It was like your first professional show?
Yeah. I literally had been doing stand-up for like 3 months. And he was like, he asked the Harrisburg Comedy Zone if there were any openers. And he was like, come out. And I bombed. I got hammered.
Wasn't the material. It was the booze.
It was both. I've been doing stand-up for like 3 months.
Sure.
And then Four Locos had just come out, so I was like chugging Four Locos. And then
Here's Earl.
Blacked out.
Four Locos have caused worse things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The comedy show.
Not for me, but yes. Wait, you ever drink those things?
No.
You ever drink?
I saw the news. Oh, yeah. But I saw the news.
Hammered since yesterday. Your face doesn't get that red naturally.
True. But, I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, I bet Earl David Reed was pretty gracious about it, though. I'm sure he didn't give you crap, did he?
No, he gave me a bunch of crap.
I was going to say, that's about right.
I know,
met Earl?
I know, yeah.
He was a psycho about it.
My favorite thing I've ever seen Earl do, there was a guy who...
I can't believe you guys know Earl David Reed. He's a York, Pennsylvania guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's up here doing radio, man.
So he works. He lives in Rochester.
He lives in Rochester and in Pennsylvania. Oh, he goes back and forth.
He's nice, nice guy.
So he was screaming at you.
I don't think he was really screaming. He definitely was not screaming.
Okay,
it was definitely like, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, it was obnoxious. I was hammered.
Right.
He was right to be, but I was 3 months into comedy, and it was a hotel lobby in Mars, Pennsylvania. Yeah. With like 12 people there. So it wasn't like I ruined the show. I literally... And those were all my friends from Pittsburgh that were there. Yeah.
The 12 of them.
Yes.
Okay, so I did him a favor.
I did have the audience there. It was like college friends. Mm-hmm. But then I bombed.
How do you get drunk and bomb in front of your 12 college friends?
I mean, I don't understand how you couldn't.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected.
I was
going
to say, the 12 college friends and the getting hammered thing, they go like that. Yeah.
What are you guys up to? What's going on with you guys?
Well, I'm doing an interview with you, but I do have a question for you, if that's all right. I heard you just recorded a special. Is that true?
I did.
Can you tell me about that? What are your plans with
that? Well, I would imagine it's going to be on YouTube.
So you're going to release it to YouTube? Okay.
Most likely. That's it. See what happens. I think that's a good way to put out specials, and hopefully it does well.
Get the most eyeballs on it.
Get the most eyeballs on it. Yeah.
And you can really track who watched it and
all that stuff. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's kind of a new frontier for comedians to be able to release their own material that way. It's yours, you know, it's not owned by anybody else when you do it that way. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's only a few places I would... Like, because you can put out a special on YouTube by yourself, or you can put it on, like, some streaming service that no one knows.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That would suck. But if it's, like, obviously there's... I'd like a real place to pick up my special.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you could see Brian's special on Crackle, if it's still there.
Really?
Oh, yeah, his is great.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, it's great, yeah.
It's called Brian Drinks.
Nice. Now, oh, you drink. Yeah.
Yeah, I just sit there drinking.
Hey, you just moved down to New York City from Philly, right?
Yeah.
What made you decide to make that move?
I just wanted to move to the big city to pursue my dreams of being an artist.
Do you feel like you've had to, you know, sell out yourself to make it in New York?
No, I would have. If I got SNL.
You were very close.
I was close to selling out, but now I don't have to sell out.
Yeah. You did.
I would have sold out, though.
I listened to that Rogan interview, obviously. I think a couple million people did.
Yeah.
And you kind of stopped him, and you were like, I don't feel like I expressed the story the way that you said that you wanted to express it. Like,
oh, yeah.
You were like, I don't feel like I said it the right way.
Yeah.
Why did you feel that way? What do you feel like you were leaving out?
I don't...
Because I have 1,000 questions, if I can.
Yeah, you can ask as many questions as you want. I was just like... I was just nervous. So, like, I thought it came out way worse than it did. I rewatched the Rogan episode. It wasn't half as bad as I thought it was.
Okay. So that's all. Just an on-the-spot
nerves. The whole thing. Yeah, that's all.
Okay. So, first question is, like, the first time you saw Lorne Michaels was auditioning.
Yeah.
And then you... auditioned and they asked you back.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you were going to walk into Lauren's office.
Yeah.
What kind of pressure is that to go meet that guy and like go shake his hand and have a personal interaction with him? Do you think really hard about what you're going to say to him?
No.
Good.
No. It was more fun. It was cool. It was just cool.
It was laid back.
Like I was not nervous. I was very much like, this is fucking... this is like the coolest thing ever. This is fun.
What does Lauren's office look like?
It's not that big. It's not as big as you think it is.
Okay.
And it's cluttered with like all the memorabilia and shit, you know.
Okay.
But it's cool stuff. Like you look up, it's like pictures of like Belushi and Farley and Hillary Clinton.
It's a wall of people I've killed.
Yeah. Just like out there. Oh boy.
Sorry, I thought I could get dark with you, Shane. I'm sorry.
No, I don't like that dark humor stuff.
Yeah, I didn't realize. So you get this, and they announce, Shane Gillis, you're going to be on SNL.
Yeah.
Within 24 hours. So people were upset with you.
Yes, very quickly. Probably within 5 hours.
Within 5 hours of the announcement.
Within 5 hours, an article was published. So probably within 20 minutes.
Right.
Of the release, somebody was like, take a look at this.
Bunch of stool pigeons.
Yeah, they got me. They got me pretty good. Now I'm here.
Nice to have
Rochester.
You. Glad you made it.
Doing podcasts.
This is way better than SNL. I mean, SNL, they keep you up so late. We keep you up early.
I know.
It's great.
I like it.
And waking up, you could go get breakfast at a nice, respectable diner instead of the New York City
like
nightlife.
I do like that. That's nice. I've done the staying out late thing in New York. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Waking up early and getting breakfast is good.
It is good.
What do you guys think of that?
I'll tell you what. The ranking system there is very vague. But I'll take breakfast most days of the week, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys like
doing... Fine versus good.
You guys like doing Coke?
No.
No.
Not a big fan.
What about Molly? You guys like doing Molly?
No.
I'm too old for that crap.
No, you're not. You should do Molly.
Okay, sell me on why I should do Molly. Everybody at home, listen, unless you're a child. Why should I do Molly this weekend, Shane?
Why should I do Molly
and come to Comedy at the Carlson to see
you? Don't come see me on Molly. Actually, you could do that. That'd be a nice trip. That'd be a nice time.
Yeah.
Why you should do Molly is you ever feel really good?
Honestly, no. Not really. Not often.
Even more reason.
Yeah.
Now imagine feeling really good. Just pretend what that would be like, and then do it for like 6 hours straight.
Okay. So
noted.
And then you get a garbage plate, or whatever those are. Trash.
No.
No.
I think they're disgusting.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a problem in Rochester. We really do. Like, Shane, you've been around the country. You've been performing all over the place. You're a worldly guy. And you come to Rochester, you go on the news like, have you eaten the garbage plate? What are we doing as a city?
I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't look good to outsiders, does it?
No, it's not a great place.
It's not a great look. Okay.
I didn't know this place was a city.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know Rochester was this big.
Yeah, it's a proper city.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you think we were like a town?
For sure.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I had no idea. And then my dad has worked here for years. Like I'd known about Rochester. I just figured it was a small, significantly smaller town.
No, what is it like
a little hamlet on the Genesee?
Yeah.
Is it like half a million, I think, with the outer
Who cares?
City?
It's a big city though.
Expressing the size.
Who cares? We're just filled with garbage plates. What are we doing? I'm upset. I'm upset about this because
why?
I did watch the news and I just thought about it. And I thought, why is this the thing that we're known for?
Because it's a small, ugly, disgusting city.
Okay.
What the fuck else do you think people Rochester, New
we've
York?
We've got a really nice skyline.
Kodak,
get the fuck out of here.
Kodak, pack it up, dumbasses. You should have went digital
already.
Yeah.
What else you guys got? Yeah, that's it.
We have a really nice skyline full of empty buildings.
Yeah, exactly. You got the garbage plate's good.
Have you tried one yet?
No, but I know it's good.
Okay.
I've heard the ingredients.
Okay.
I know it's good.
Fair enough.
So you heard that list of ingredients and thought they can do no wrong.
There's almost no way this shit's gonna be bad. What was the ingredients?
Mac salad, home fries,
and
meat sauce.
I'm already yes.
Yeah, with onions.
Yes.
And mustard.
Raw onions.
Raw onions?
Yeah. That's tough. I might say no onions. Can you do that, or is
absolutely.
It already?
Yeah. You do whatever you want. And then they throw either like burgers.
See, you
or
love
hot dogs
it, dude. Look at your fucking,
my eyes, my fat face got all lit up.
I know, it's great.
I can't hide it.
He's got a little twinkle.
Now,
what would you guys like to be known for?
I don't know. Frederick Douglass, he did some good stuff.
Susan B. Anthony.
Susan B. Anthony did some all right. She makes the news every now and again. If people just come and defecate.
Yeah, that's right.
Deface her grave every 4 years.
Really? That's
funny.
Yeah,
they put I voted stickers all over it.
Yeah.
Oh.
All the women.
So it's nice.
Yeah,
all the ladies.
Yeah.
After their dumb votes. All the dumb women with their bad votes.
It's not a good place to go try to pick up a date.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, I mean, we did better things than Kodak in garbage plates, is all I'm trying to say. Speaking of great things, Gillian Keeves. Holy shit.
Yeah, check it out.
I found out about this a little while ago from this kid. Told me to check it out, and I have to say, it's the best sketch comedy I've seen in a while.
Thank you.
It's up there. Yeah. And SNL lost out. Big time. And you should feel really good knowing that.
Thank you.
You should feel good.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
Okay.
I watched.
What do you want me to say?
Nothing. I don't need you to say anything. I want you to take a compliment. And then.
That's tough.
So yeah. I got to ask you this. When you auditioned for SNL, you did stand up, right?
I did.
You didn't do any impressions. You didn't do anything.
No. Just stand up, pretty much. I did some impressions within my stand up, but that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. You are very much considered to be like someone who was canceled. People, like, when you Google you, yeah. when they Google you, the term canceled comes up immediately. You know this, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I Google
it was
myself.
Probably the number one result for a few months there.
I Google myself a lot. Yeah. If you used to be able to type in racist comedian.
Oh, let me try it. Let's see what happens.
And it used to be me number one. I think Tony Hinchcliffe just fucked up.
Everybody is finally like, kill Tony. Oh, yeah. Racist comedian Tony Hinchcliffe, number one.
Yeah, Tony took it.
Yeah, yeah. Andrew Lawrence, don't know him. Wayne Brady is listed on here, but it's because somebody was racist towards him. Huh.
What I don't know. I typed in racist comedian, clicked images, and I'm every one of them.
Actually,
that image on mine here, every time.
It, believe it or not, on my list, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding you. It goes Carlin, Burt Kreischer, and then this looks like Mark Summers from Double Dare, I think.
Really?
Yeah. And then I don't know what else. Oh, there you are. You're definitely on there.
Nice.
100%. You're up there with some greats.
I'd like to, yeah.
Take the physical challenge.
Tony Hinchcliffe. Yeah, holy shit. He really took it from me.
Should you send him a thank you card or something? Like,
definitely.
Definitely.
So, like, how
and
do
his
you...
was bad. I disavow him.
Stop it.
I think he said what he said was bad.
Yeah, he should really be ashamed of
I don't like him.
You're not a Tony Hinchcliffe guy?
No, dude.
No, I like Tony.
I'm just going to say, like, what are we doing here?
I like Tony a lot. You want me to name comedians and tell you if you like them or not? Who do you dislike in the Rochester scene? Are there any particular... No, who else?
Well, fortunately for us, the ones that we dislike the most got thrown out, so we never have to.
Oh, what'd they get thrown out for?
We had a Me Too. We had a Me Too.
Yeah,
hilarious.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. Oh,
it was fun to watch.
Yeah,
you watched a Me Too, dude?
No,
we didn't watch the act.
No, it was fun to watch a lot of people get really mad at somebody that I really disliked. I was like, Jesus.
See, that's what happened with me. When I got canceled, there was a bunch of people that disliked me. Mm-hmm. So they were very happy to see it happen.
Everybody likes a bit of Schadenfreude.
Yeah. And I still have that. Like, I'll watch somebody get canceled and I'll be like,
do you
still
really?
Pretty funny, yeah.
Who?
Well, who?
Yeah. You just said name comics. You asked me to name
no,
comics.
No, you guys didn't name any. You guys didn't name any.
Yeah,
you said
I know.
One guy was a rapist and you guys were happy about it.
Yeah, I guess
no
we
one was
kinda,
happy.
You gotta, we kind of did.
You got to name
yeah.
your enemies.
That's the name of the game.
You got to name them. Who do you hate in the comedy scene?
Vinny.
Vinny?
Yeah.
Who's that?
This guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's not a fan.
We just hate each other.
Really?
That's how we
are you guys by. Are you guys like the woke guys in the scene, or are you guys
no.
like the edgy guys?
I'm somewhere in the middle. I don't know what the fuck I am.
In the middle.
I'm a comic. I just tell jokes.
True, I hear you. Yeah.
I don't care. Like,
I hear you. I'm the edgy guy.
You're just sitting right on the edge. All right. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. How did you personally deal with it? Did you get, like, depressed about it? I mean, like, were you... Like, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering. Like, were you like, fuck, my
career? Was I depressed? Yeah, probably.
Or did you laugh it off?
I laughed it off most of the time, but that was probably being depressed. Like, most of the time when you're depressed, you don't really know you are.
Okay.
So, yeah. I was definitely in, like, a fucking... It was, like, shell-shocked for, like, a year. That was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That was good. That felt good.
It was crazy. So yeah, I was a little sad about things, but sometimes I think I blocked it out so much that I didn't care. Like while I was getting canceled, I was like, this is funny. This is crazy. And then probably like after several months, I was like exhausted.
After stuff dies down.
Yeah.
Like, were you surprised that it's still being talked about, or do you feel like it's just going to follow you forever at this point? Because I mean, honestly, we're sitting here at Rochester discussing
fucking
it.
Questions.
Well, listen, man, I'm
so
not trying
funny.
To get
like, were you fucking depressed? Do you think this horrible thing that happened to you is going to follow you around forever? Are you trying to get me to fucking kill myself?
No. Well, maybe Sunday after you do the four shows.
I am going to kill myself. I'm going to jump off the balcony of this spot. I should have killed myself on Zoom on that local news interview.
You didn't
right off the balcony
worse,
and
right?
kept it going. Be like,
you did not think it could get worse, did you?
Yeah.
And here we
no,
are.
This is better than the local news interview.
Hey, that's our tagline, though.
Was I? News. Do I think it'll follow me forever? Yeah, probably.
Is there ever going to be a... like? I
Hopefully
think that
not.
What you're doing is like so incredible. Like these YouTube sketches, they're some of, like I said, the best sketches out there.
Thank
when
you.
People see this stuff, they're going to absolutely adore it. And there's 100,000 followers on there. I mean, it's growing, and people love you. You have like a very rabid fan base.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but a lot. Yeah, we'll see.
Okay,
we'll see.
Do you think that this helped your fan base?
Helped, sure. It
okay,
did. It did. It definitely did. But it would have helped. I would have done better on SNL, I believe. Maybe. Who knows?
Okay. Well, you
That's
called it selling
one,
out
actually.
Earlier.
It would have been selling out. I would have done good selling out.
You would have been the greatest. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, I would have been a good sellout.
Fair enough.
You know,
fair enough.
I would have sold out, made some movies. I don't know why that would be selling out, but.
Well, you're the one who said it. I have a compliment for you, by the way. Have you ever heard of Who Are These Podcasts?
No.
Okay. That's a show that reviews podcasts.
I have heard of them.
Yeah. So the guy who hosts that, Carl, is a dear friend of mine. And we were talking about your show, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Yes.
And two thumbs up.
Really?
Really.
Oh, wow.
I want to tell you, I want to share this compliment with you because it's from somebody who never compliments shows.
Yeah.
What he said to me was, he goes, I went into this looking to hate it because it's two dudes just talking.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I hate these bro hangout things. He goes, Shane Gillis and Matt are the, or I'm not sorry. Yeah. Shane and Matt are the only guys who pull it off consistently.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to interject. Carl was at the show last night.
Yes. I heard.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I wish I would have.
He's a fan of you, man.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. We love you in Rochester. We're not trying to depress you.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm
the
not.
Ray, believe it or not, you're the ray of sunshine in Rochester this weekend.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, now that I don't have morning press, we'll get fucked up tonight. What are you guys doing tonight?
I'll be here.
Nice.
I'll be here.
You're a little banged up. Is there a strip club here?
Yeah.
You guys
like
doing coke?
No, you asked that already. Sure, you could do all the coke and Molly you want with Joe.
Nice. Are you allowed to say do coke on Facebook?
Yes.
Are you allowed to say do coke and go to strip clubs on Facebook?
Yes.
Are you allowed to say don't get the vaccine?
What just happened to the stream? The stream just went, what the fuck, Shane? What are you trying to do to us?
Are you allowed to say kill yourself by jumping out of a hotel window?
Well,
yes. Are you allowed to say, I don't know if I trust the vaccine?
God. So, Shane, your stand-up was described by Mark, by the way, as the funniest we've had this year.
Oh, fucking.
Yeah, Mark gave you very high praise. So,
thank
folks,
you very much.
There are four shows left to see Shane this weekend. Brian, do you have any questions for Shane today?
No.
I think we covered them.
Yeah.
Okay. I covered them all.
I did. I was Shane, also planning on depressing
God, this is
him.
Fun.
Shane, we got here super early, and now we're going to get out super early. We're going to be back with the news with Ross, but make sure you get your tickets now to see Shane Gillis, carlsoncomedy.com. And hopefully you'll be back soon.
Yeah, you guys, thank you. This was fun.
No problem. We'll see you all in just a second with the news. everybody, welcome back. It is time for stand-up news, and unfortunately, that means Ross Johnson's going to try to fumble through a couple Google searches. There he is, everybody. It's Ross.
Thank you, everyone. thank you for giving me something to do first thing in the morning.
Great that you're glad. I'm glad you're here so early.
Yeah, thank you. So, starting off, I'm gonna throw this out. This just came up, so I don't have a ton on this, but at the age of 95, Brian Ball is kind of this.
Thanks for knocking a few years off. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. No, so Mel Brooks is releasing his first. I was surprised that this was the first
adult
first
film.
Adult film.
No, am I wrong? No. Why do I turn the news into an improv game every week? This is ridiculous.
Yes, and it's going to be extra filthy. No, he's releasing his first memoir titled All About Me, My Remarkable Life in Show Business, and that's going to be published the 30th of November.
That's not good. It's like the way David Bowie released that album. Like right before he died. I don't like this.
I think at 95, I mean, there's nothing. You can't.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh my God,
But I'm just saying, at 95, what's the rush
about? He released
that
book and then died tragically young at 96.
No, solid point, Ross. Solid
I'm gonna
point.
Get myself a copy.
Yeah, I definitely will read that.
100%.
Actually, that's one you want an audiobook if he's reading it himself.
True. True. Yeah. I want to go to the signing.
I would go to the signing. Are you kidding me? Yeah, I would absolutely go with you. I would do quotes from some of my favorite movies.
Sure. He would love that. I'm sure he'd
I'm sure
he
would love
that.
It if I walked up to him and just started singing the I want to be a producer.
I figured you'd do Blazing Saddles, but.
Oh. What do you think I am? 2021. Are we allowed to talk about
a shitload of dimes?
Didn't we just have a whole conversation about cancer culture with Shane Gillis? I mean, I'm not singing Blazing Saddles. It's 2021.
All right,
Ross.
Fair enough. Fair enough. In other old people news, Jackie Mason. There we go. Has passed away.
He's pushing up daisies.
We missed this last week. This was actually last week, but he's at the age of 93. He passed away. Natural causes, as you might guess, at that age.
So let's just. I'm not the only one in the room, right, that thought he'd been dead for a very long time.
I knew he was alive. He's always every now and again showing up on TV to complain about something.
Oh.
He's kind of like turned into, what's his name, Rooney. Andy Rooney.
Well,
like.
Well, I had forgotten, yeah, because I did the same thing. Like, oh, this is clearly an old news story. but then I remembered there was the last couple of years he got very like, Donald Trump is great. I love Donald Trump. Let's get more Donald Trump everywhere. I had sort of remembered that became his whole thing.
He was doing a lot of stuff like that. So, but I got to tell you,
a lot of racial slurs.
And every podcast studio that I've had, I've kept this album because it was a gift to me from somebody that was really special.
From Jackie Mason.
No, but it is. It's one of Jackie Mason's first albums, and I have it in here.
I forgot that you had
it. It says, I'm the greatest comedian in the world, only nobody knows it yet. I love it. I've had it forever. And it just, like, I'm sad that he died. I think he's hysterical.
I like how you blend it into a Jackie Mason impression by the end there, because it's very hard not to do.
Oh, no. It's a problem.
Yeah. So
I almost feel like it's wrong to do.
His career the past like couple decades have been a little weird with Jackie Mason. Like
sure.
he got very into like black people. What are they here for? That kind of stuff.
Oh, oh no, I don't have a Jackie Mason record in here.
Correct.
What are you trying to do to me?
Those are the opinions of Ross Johnson and Jackie Mason.
Let's just remember him from The Jerk. He's not mad at the cans. He's mad at you, Naven.
Well, he had been. I mean, he's still got a really interesting, impressive. He was a rabbi.
Yep.
You know, he was a waiter at one of those Catskills type.
Yep.
Borscht Belt comedy things.
He's 100% a Catskills comic.
Yeah, absolutely. So he was anyway. Jackie Mason, rest in peace, or may his memory be a blessing. I should say.
There it is.
Yep. Next up, hopefully this is less tragic news. Kathy Griffin announced that she has
new wig.
A new wig. She's got a new. She's working on a new fake head. she's working on new material, chiseling a skull.
Ross is feeling saucy this morning.
I mean, look at you crap talking today.
I'm a gay. We love Kathy Griffin, so I wouldn't talk shit about her.
Are you a fan of Kathy Griffin's comedy?
I mean, I like her more in theory than in practice. I mean, I'm not lining up for Kathy Griffin shows, but I like Kathy Griffin. I think she's a cool person.
Well, I heard she's very ill.
Well, she's ill-ish. We'll see. You know, she was diagnosed with stage 1 lung cancer, said she's never smoked in her life. She's 60 years old, so she had surgery.
That's it? She's only 60?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking at that picture.
Well.
Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, right. Kathy. God bless you. Hope you feel better.
People might want to take up smoking, I guess.
I have a cigar.
Yeah. So apparently she's doing okay, she says. So she's hoping everything's going to turn out okay. But again, you know, it's lung cancer's not great, but I guess they caught it early. And
you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm really glad you opened up with this Mel Brooks story, because if you didn't, this would have been a very depressing open.
Yeah, like a bad arc.
I wanted to go from
death to.
The way you structure these, sometimes I have to question your sanity. Yeah. But keep going, Ross.
So this one, we've talked about this gentleman before. Louis C.K. is back in the news.
I hear he's going to be coming to town.
Louis C.K. is coming to I'll save this for the end. But so it's about 3 years ago, roughly, that his. His stuff came out.
Phrasing, Ross.
Yeah. About 3 years ago that his stuff came out.
The story was released.
Thank you. But he is...
I have to get through this with a straight face.
Yeah, he's back. He's
nothing. Don't be offended.
He's announced an international tour. He's going to be in New York City in August. He's going to be in Rochester.
At Kodak Theater, right?
He's going to Ukraine, Germany, Denmark, and Romania. So I guess he's... you know, doing okay career-wise. The Kodak Theater announcement.
He's playing Romania, Ross. I mean, like, I don't know how great that is.
Well, he's also playing Rochester.
Romania is a beautiful place.
Romania and Rochester.
Yeah, that's it.
Who books Romania? I got to get them on the phone.
The email from the Kodak Center.
Can I play Transylvania? Is that all right?
I'm on the list for the Kodak Center emails, and the email came out yesterday. For the Kodak Center, and it said surprise ! Louis C.K. coming to it, which was I hope somebody had a chuckle about that, because if not, I mean I certainly had a chuckle about it
for the first time. Like, Ross actually looked at an email and went phrasing.
You feel like it's been enough surprises from him, but anyway, so he's back, and I guess, you know, good for him. I don't know what to say about that.
Imagine sending out that email announcement where it's got Louis on it, and you just know the backlash. And when you hit enter to send that mass email, you're like,
oh, should I have done surprise !
Or should I not have put the question mark behind surprise?
Is that surprise?
All right. Last story, Ross. Me.
All right, so
I like how you're checking your phone and your papers. Well, what are you even doing?
He's multitasking.
I'm googling these stories as we speak. I'm trying to keep ahead of you.
Okay.
This story involves Mark Normand on the side and Jackie Mason's daughter, Sheba Mason. So I'm tying this together with both someone we've discussed earlier and an upcoming guest at the Carlson.
Yeah, callback.
Yeah. So
we've had Mark on the show before.
Yeah, correct. So underground, overground. This is one. So since April, this is another one of those things about comedians trying to do different things in light of clubs being closed with COVID and coming up with some new stuff. Yeah. So April in New York City, there's a group called Underground Overground. To get tickets, you have to you have to text them on Instagram. But they're basically doing these pop-up word of mouth comedy shows at places like laundromats and their friends' rooftops and the gym. So they're doing all this kind of stuff. Again, they're on Instagram, and people can text them to find out about tickets. Tickets are $40, including all you can drink, which is feels like a pretty good deal. You have to sit in a laundromat. But,
yeah, I feel like most people are already drunk already by the time they get to the laundromat.
Yeah. So this is the brainchild of David Levine and Ethan Mansour, but they've had Sheba Mason, who's Jackie Mason's daughter, Mark Normand, Sam Merrill. They've had some other people express interest.
Sam Morrell.
I'm gonna say Morrell.
You did. It's all right.
It's all right.
Well, folks, I guess
I've got
that
my phone. I've got my iPad. I've got come on,
Ross. Listen, man, you're a wonder that you get out of the house. I'm just going to take what we got from you today.
I'm doing a Twitch right now. I mean, this is, like, I've got a lot going on.
You are twitching a little.
Yeah.
Change the meds. Folks, that was this week's Comedy at the Carlson Cast. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Ross. Thank you, Shules, Joe, and Glenn. And folks, get your tickets to see Shane Gillis this weekend. carlsoncomedy.com. Until next week, act right, Rochester. We'll see you next time.